Second day in a row, Israel attacks areas.
They, in a way, justify and bolster the position of Hezbollah.
More than 142,000 auto workers in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are off the job today.
We are no closer to a cure for the majority of people living with AIDS than we were 10 years ago.
Local residents say this river hasn't been the same since an oil spill here 8 years ago.
Between 1990 and 1992, 140 taxi drivers and chauffeurs were slain on the job, making it...
Grebenica is a 3 or 4 square kilometer area, about 15 minutes walk outside of downtown Sarajevo. It's made up of the collective...
We are not a peace force. We are here to implement the military annex to the peace agreement, and that is...
For Pacifica Network News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.
For Pacifica Network News, this is Sammy Lee Webster in Washington.
For Pacifica Network News, in Tabasco, Mexico, I'm Janice Schroeder.
For Pacifica Network News, this is Glenn Reeder at the 11th International AIDS Conference in Vancouver.
And you are listening to the WBAI Evening News,
heard Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
And you're listening to radio station WBAI in New York, where it's 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night, time for Off the Hook. And yes, we found the theme.
Good afternoon. In the headlines, representatives of the Teamsters...
And a very good evening to one and all. This is Emmanuel Goldstein. Over there is Fiber Optic. How you doing?
Over here.
Who is that guy that just popped in out of nowhere?
Which guy? Says no union.
That guy. Oh. Where's that guy coming from?
I don't know. 15 days.
That's what happens when you leave things up, you know. These weird people start popping in out of nowhere and messing up your show, which is not really all that cool. So, anyway, it's good to have you back in the studio live.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Stop. All right. I don't know where they came from or who let them in, but that's, yes, that's a bit of fun there. This is Off the Hook, the program about high technology and new developments in various things that are going on in the world of high technology, I guess is the best way to say that. Now, we have something pretty major that happened this past week, and that was the FCC approved the Bell Atlantic takeover of NYNEX. So it's now official, folks. There's no turning around now. It's going to happen. In fact, it's going to start happening next month. No more NYNEX. Goodbye, NYNEX. NYNEX will become Bell Atlantic. In fact, last Friday, Bell Atlantic NYNEX Mobile was renamed Bell Atlantic Mobile.
Really?
Took out the NYNEX.
Took out the NYNEX completely.
Yeah, that's sort of seen as a sign of what's to come.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bell Atlantic Mobile.
Bam. Yeah. In fact, they had these people parading down the streets in New Jersey with like the Bell Atlantic 9X flag with the 9X cut out in from the middle of it, you know, and waving and sort of, you know, like Romanian demonstrators. In fact, I saw on a bus today, now, this had nothing to do with Bell Atlantic 9X, mind you, but it's just kind of funny. They have this picture of the Berlin Wall, right? And it says, in the end, all tyrannies will fall. You know, those people are tearing down the Berlin Wall.
Right.
It's an advertisement for RCN Cable saying
right.
that those companies that put their customers on hold are destined to be toppled or something like that.
There's one with a picture of Lenin, too.
What's up with that? I mean, these people are hearkening back to, you know, to Marxist times to sell a product. I mean, it's kind of weird.
Well, I'm not exactly convinced about these alternate cable providers. I was sort of excited by Liberty, and then they kind of
Well, that was Liberty. Liberty turned into
RCN is Liberty?
RCN took over Liberty.
I didn't know it was the same people.
Yeah, that's why there's no more Liberty.
I see.
Liberty's gone. Liberty was bought and sold.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's... I saw an RCN, I guess, lineup of channels that they have.
Yeah.
And it's the only one I've ever seen anywhere that gets C-SPAN 3.
I don't know, there was a thing.
There isn't a C-SPAN 3, but they're claiming to carry it anyway. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Even my DSS dish does not get C-SPAN 3.
What does RCN stand for?
Communications Network.
What?
Residential
Communications Network, according to Rebel.
Phone company, too.
And they're a phone company, too, and they provide internet, yes. So I hear, but I don't know a single customer of theirs.
I don't either.
All right, nobody does. It's kind of weird, though. Here's something. I don't know if you've seen this. You know FX, that network that nobody gets?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they advertise more than any other network that people do get. And apparently they've started rerunning the X-Files and NYPD Blue. In fact, the X-Files are starting right now at this very moment in time. 8 p.m. on FX, which nobody can get. No, it's not even on DSS.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, Rupert Murdoch really like got a lot of people annoyed at him, so nobody's carrying it. The thing is, if you go down to 26th Street and 5th Avenue, they have speakers. That's the headquarters of FX. It's in New York City, and nobody
right.
can get it. They have speakers and TV sets there, so you can go down there and actually watch it
you
outside
watch it in the street. Yeah.
But they have speakers now too, so you can listen.
Right.
That's the only place in New York City you can get this. Maybe RCN carries it. I'm not sure about that. Mm-hmm. But you can't get it on DSS, and you can't get it on whatever cable company.
Manhattan Cable don't have it.
Yeah. Did they?
Queens has it?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but we're talking about Manhattan.
Don't get it.
No, we're talking about Manhattan here. Yeah. Queens is different. Brooklyn is different. But yeah, that's kind of weird. That's the only thing you can do there. Okay, but getting back to the Bell Atlantic 9X thing, you know, what do you make of this? What do you think is going to happen next?
I fear for my ISDN.
Do you really? You think they're going to have those horrible rates?
If they start inflicting or imposing the New Jersey rates upon us.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the thing is, they have different rates for different states.
Right.
Even within the same RBOX or whatever they call them now. So I don't think necessarily that the merger is going to mean that that the rates are going to change exactly the same.
Possibly, but I'd be worried about any kind of rate restructuring at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that really concerns me.
That's true.
It was funny. A couple of nights ago, I was in a grocery store, and there was this really happy-go-lucky 9X ad on the radio. A guy singing about ISDN.
You know, I heard that same ad.
Yeah.
I could not believe that something like that actually.
Yeah. It was so I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I thought I was in like another universe or something.
Yeah. Well, Bell Atlantic's big thing is ADSL.
Yeah, right, which I wouldn't mind having.
They claim to be offering that as early as next year to residential customers.
Yeah.
So that might actually, you know, help us deal with their ridiculous ISDN prices.
Well, they better hurry up or else I'm going to end up buying a T1.
Yeah.
The problem with ADSL, don't you still have the same problem where you need somebody to call who has ADSL also?
Well, yeah, you do. But I imagine if they offer it, more people will start providing it. That's my understanding of it. But
I don't know if that's such a great idea.
Just to provide scientific evidence, because it's always best to be scientific about these things. We've heard all kinds of rumors and speculation as to just what's going to be happening with 9X. And I figure, where better else to go than 9X themselves to find out what is going to happen to 9X and when? Okay, so let's get on the phone here. Let's get ourselves a dial tone. Okay, and we're going to actually call... Live on the air. This is not fake. This is real. We're going to call a 9X operator and ask them what's up. Yes, hi. I just heard that 9X has been taken over by another company. Can you tell me how that's going to affect me?
Actually, sir, one second, please. There are no plans for any changes at this time, so it'd be business as usual. There should be no changes whatsoever, at least not at this time. Any changes would certainly be announced.
I see. Do you know if the company's name is going to be changing?
At this point, sir, I don't think there's any plans for that. I don't really know when anything... Let me just see here for a second. Actually, what you'd want to do is talk to the business office. May I get you a directory assistance? And they'll provide a number free of charge, because I don't have any of that information.
Well, that's okay. I was just a little curious, but
yeah.
my curiosity has been satisfied. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
You're very welcome, all sir. Right. Thank you.
Can't believe they actually tried to connect me to information. They always try to do that. They always try to charge you for something. Unbelievable.
You're going to have to change that little blurb at the beginning.
I'm sorry, repeat that?
A little blurb right before she came on that said 9X.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to
change it. I think they're going to have to change it.
But according to her, there's no plans to change the name. You see?
And I think they're changing it.
I think she, you know, okay, but this is where the scientific part comes in, right? Because that's one.
Right.
All right. Now, I found that, you know, you have to do this a few times in order to get, like, you know, the scientific average going. So let's get ourselves another dial tone and hope that we don't get the same operator, which has happened to me. Once got the same operator three times in a row. It was embarrassing for both of us. 9X. Remember when it was New York Times?
9X.
Yep. We were all excited when they said 9X the first time?
Yeah.
May I help you?
Yes, hi. I heard that 9X has been taken over by another company, and I was wondering how that would affect me.
To my knowledge, it's not affecting anybody at all.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's no plans to change the company name or anything like that?
Well, we will soon be Bell Atlantic.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's going to be called Bell Atlantic.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'll have to write my check to somebody else then.
No, not until we let you know. When your bill comes in, if it's changed, then you'll know when it comes in.
I see.
But as far as I'm concerned right now, the bills are still going out as 9X.
Okay.
They haven't gone as far as that to change the name to everything.
Okay. You don't know when that's going to happen?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, they have someone who's more informative, didn't try to transfer me to directory assistance, where there's a, 45-cent charge just to, like, find out that they don't know what's going on either. And they were pretty helpful overall, and they said the name is going to change, which everybody knows the name is going to change. So now the tiebreaker.
Okay.
This is number three. And, of course, every time you do this, the odds of getting the same operator increase. So it's a dangerous game, but someone's got to play it.
Dynex.
Gordon.
Yes, hello. I just heard that 9X has been taken over by another company, and I was wondering how that will affect me.
Hold on for my supervisor.
Thank you. Actually, scientifically, that makes sense. There's one that says yes, one that says no, and one that says that's my supervisor. Okay. Here we go. Hello?
Supervisor, Ms. Purdue, may I help you?
Yes, hi. I just heard that 9X has been taken over by another company. I was wondering how that's going to affect
Bell Atlantic.
Me. Oh, Bell Atlantic took over, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so what's this going to mean for me? Or for anybody, for that matter?
You'll still be getting service, sir.
Okay, that's good. But will the company's name be changing? Or will I have to write checks to somebody else? Will the rates change?
Not until they send it to you in the bill.
I see. And do you expect that to happen anytime soon?
That I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I've got to be honest, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's an honest answer.
Right.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And when you hear it from the supervisor, they don't know, you know they don't know.
Yep.
So.
They're out of the loop.
That's the official position of 9X, they don't know. And that's probably why they've been taken over by Bell Atlantic. Okay, so that's where we stand on that. It's going to be exciting. You know, all these new phone bands driving around.
Yeah.
You gotta change the paint job on the 2600 van yet again.
Unbelievable.
Well, okay. So that's the week's most exciting news. Another exciting thing on a personal level, I got my OmniPoint bill.
Yeah?
Oh, yes, I got my OmniPoint bill. Yeah, you know, those chuckleheads, they told me that it was 25 cents around the clock a minute, all right?
It's you should have known better than that.
49 cents a minute, you know, practically the whole day.
Oh, it's 49 cents peak.
Peak, from like, you know, 7 a.m. to 6 a.m. or something like that.
6 p.m., yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
No, 9 p.m., actually.
Oh, 9?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. A lot of people get caught up in that one. They think, oh, it's 6 o'clock, I can make some calls, and they actually are in peak hour. Yeah, 49, which I think is an outrageous price for something that's supposed to be cheaper than cellular, because I don't think cellular is any more expensive than 49 cents a minute.
Well, you're leaving out the small minor detail that you ate up all your 300 free minutes pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, that's true as well. But, you know, part of the reason for that is because, you know, 300 minutes are counted on incoming and outgoing.
Right.
All right, so, you know, somebody calls you and has all these, like, things to tell you. You know, their time is going, too, if they're calling on one of those phones, and your time is going. So it's like, you know... It goes pretty fast. 300 minutes is not all that much.
Oh.
It really isn't. In fact, I think it's Sprint or it's AT&T that offers 1,000 free minutes for like $50. So it's really not, you know, an incredible deal. And Bell South offers something along those lines, too, for cheaper. But the thing is, they also charge $10 more than they were supposed to for this Pioneer plan. You know, I have
$69.
I have a piece of paper that says $69.99 special offer thing.
$69.99 is the advanced plan.
Well, that's the one I want, then. The one that's less money is the advanced plan.
No, the Pioneer plan is $79.
No, they call it the Pioneer plan. And you know what else? They call it the Pioneer plan for new customers.
Oh,
not
really?
Not for old customers, for new customers.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, I'll show you the piece of paper.
That's really confusing.
They were giving it out at like a county fair.
I think they made a major typo, because I know for a fact since the beginning it's been $79.
Well, it's pretty clear here. And in fact, you know, the person I spoke to on the phone made it clear that was the number. They made it clear it was 25 cents around the clock. And the other thing, I signed up for this penny a minute weekend plan, which they signed me up for and they billed me for it. The only thing they didn't do was apply it to the bill.
Oh.
So I'm paying for a plan and I'm paying the 49 cents a minute or 25 cents a minute or whatever rate applied for that period, not the penny a minute that I signed up for. And plus, you know, according to them, there were only 3 dropped calls, and there were many, many more than that, like, you know, in the range of dozens. There's this whole section downtown, which I believe is still out, St. Mark's, that
area? Yeah, actually, I think some explanation in that is in order.
Yeah,
from what I can tell, it does not appear that there is anything wrong with OmniPoint's cell site. It would appear that the leased lines that go between the cell site and the base station controller are oftentimes down, because I've had times when I've been within the vicinity of the cell site around St. Mark's, I've had a call go through, and the person can hear me, but I can't hear them.
Right.
And then I've had other times where I try to make a call and nothing happens. It says connecting.
Right.
I get the little beep.
And you get a click in your ear.
Yeah, and nothing.
Okay. Let me explain. In the St. Mark's area, which is basically between 2nd and 3rd Avenue on 8th Street, St. Mark's, that's what will happen invariably, I found. You make the phone call, and you won't hear anything, and they won't hear anything, but the call will be made.
Yeah.
Now, lots and lots of other areas in the city, particularly around the Houston Street area, I know because during the whole Beyond Hope conference, this was happening to me, they can hear you, but you cannot hear them.
Right.
Now, you know, there's several problems here. But the thing that I find most annoying is that this whole St. Mark's problem has been around for over a month now.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been fixed.
Yeah. I think, that's bad enough in and of itself, because I know that if I'm getting near St. Mark's, I have to tell people, I have to call them back, or else I forget, and then they vanish instantly.
Right.
As soon as I get handed off to St. Mark's as I'm walking.
Yeah, you got to run down the street really fast.
Yeah. But I think the fault here probably rests on MFS.
MFS.
MFS is the owner of those lease lines.
Uh-huh.
And if they're listening, the geniuses at MFS and Telenet might want to take a look at the lease lines that go to the OmniPoint cell site in the vicinity of St. Mark's.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing is, though, you're using an OmniPoint phone.
I realize that.
Shouldn't OmniPoint be the ones that, you know, bear the ultimate responsibility?
Yeah. It's their service.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not specifically their fault.
Well, it's kind of hard to report these things to them when it takes like an hour for them to pick up the phone. Has that been fixed? I mean, I got a nice little letter from them.
I got a note from them, an SMS message on my phone, as I'm sure lots of other people did, saying that they're going to be working on their customer services system. I don't know if it's... I haven't had a need to call them recently, so I don't know if it's improved at all.
Well, let's find out. All right, we have a phone right here, and we're going to call, 1-888... Omni 611?
That's right.
Okay. OMNI 611. Let's see if they have that announcement saying that they have this unbelievably high call volume.
Welcome to OmniPoint. We are currently experiencing unusually high call volume.
I guess it hasn't been.
If you are going to activate your phone.
Yes. Well, so that means they'll keep you on hold forever.
Yeah.
Now, it's not unusual anymore because it's been like this for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Every time you call them, they say that. I mean, what I think we have here, we have a company that's obviously doing quite well market-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're advertising all over the place, obviously getting a lot of customers. They're getting more customers than they can handle. Now, the infrastructure is collapsing under the weight of all these new companies, new customers.
Yeah.
I think the responsible thing to do here is to stop the marketing and wait until the infrastructure catches up and they can, like, deal with all these new customers before they start, you know, getting all these new people in who are going to become unsatisfied and begin speaking out against it on the radio. I think that's you know, that's something I think any company should follow. You know, it's I don't know. It's very frustrating. Another thing happened, and you mightn't be aware of this, because not very many people have need to use this, but if you use 911 on an OmniPoint phone,
right,
after 5 minutes, it disconnects you because it doesn't supervise.
Right.
It's a free call, and apparently it thinks that there's something wrong after 5 minutes without supervision.
Yeah, there's no answer supervision. Yeah.
Not many 911 calls, I realize, last 5 minutes, but there are times when something happens that needs, you know, a longer explanation, and I happen to have heard of a case in this past week where just that thing happened, and it cut off after 5 minutes, and it could have been really, really bad, but fortunately it wasn't. That's something I think any company is susceptible to, but it's really, you know, a good idea to test these things to make sure that doesn't happen. So that's my only point spiel for now. But boy, I was pretty shocked by the bill. It was about $600. $600.
Yeah, my most recent bill I think was about $200, and I've been using it constantly.
Well, I was using it not constantly, but a lot. I don't know. I don't know how it got that high.
Maybe my minutes last longer than yours.
I don't know. I could use a plan that had more minutes or, you know, less. Well, it was a 49 cents a minute thing that got me because they, you know, I had no idea it was 49 cents a minute. And they really don't know when they tell you these things. They tell you things that are wrong. I don't know who they have working for them, you know, in the customer relations business.
Well, have you found yourself awake in the daytime more recently?
After hope, yes. I have been awake more in the daytime.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but this bill is for July.
Were you awake more in the daytime in July?
No, I hardly was awake in the daytime at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you should have been getting 25 cents a minute.
That's what I say. That's what I say. Okay, 212-279.
This rock.
3400. I don't know who that was. that's our phone number if you want to give us a call. Credit cards for the new millennium. Visa and MasterCard plan to soon lift restrictions against banks issuing credit cards that expire in 2000 or later, saying they've nearly licked the biggest software glitch of the millennium. The two largest credit card companies imposed the restrictions last October after a technology fluke caused computers to reject people's cards that expire after 1999. Because of a bug afflicting companies worldwide, the vast majority of the software running on mainframe computers translates dates in the year 2000 into dates in the year 1900.
That's ingenious.
How many MasterCards were around in the year 1900?
Zero.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that would confuse anybody. The limits will be lifted started October 1st, and millions of cardholders are expected to start getting the new Visa and MasterCards by early next year. Spokesman for Visa and MasterCard said yesterday they had been aggressively working with banks and retailers to modify their computers and other equipment to fix the problem. The credit card companies said that nearly all the sites they tested now are equipped to handle cards with later expiration dates. But to be safe, MasterCard is suggesting that its 23,000 financial institutions first test cards regionally before beginning in October before they start wide-scale issuance. I don't know. It just seems amazing to me that they didn't think about this when they started making, you know, things. What, back in the 60s, 70s, you know, two-digit dates. Hello, you know, eventually we're going to reach 2000. I mean, I know we had Reagan in office, and we pretty much thought we were all going to die. But, you know, making 2000 was a pretty good bet, and we made it. And, you know, three digits, you know, that would have helped.
Yeah, but you realize that the people that probably supervised those jobs in the 70s, they're probably crotchety old farts that sat around saying, well, we're going to be long dead when that comes around. It's not our problem.
And that's a good thing, too, because if they were still around, they'd have some things to answer to
for
the congressional subcommittees, I'll tell you.
Yep.
So, that's, wow. I just wish I was around for these decisions that are made, you know, about expanding area codes, decisions about, you know, only two digits for years, things like that, you know, decisions about... Yeah, no one's going to ever need more than 640K memory, you know.
Right.
Those kind of things. I just like to have a little say in.
Or 64 for that matter.
Is that what it was, 64? I don't know. All these
stupid
limits that we can never seem to get past. So, you know, speaking of credit cards, you know American Express, they claim that there's no credit limit, but there really is. Because I reached it this past couple of weeks, you know, buying things for the conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not late. I'm not late paying anything, you know. I'm on time, no problems. But they turned off my card. They turned it off because they were concerned that it was getting too high, you know. And they won't turn it on again until I paid them some money. Now, what kind of nonsense is this? They say they have no credit limit, right?
Right.
And then turn it off when you reach what they consider to be a credit limit. It's just that they don't write it down, but they've obviously got something somewhere.
It's a concern limit.
Yeah, that's what they call it, I guess. Learning a lot. You can learn a lot about credit card companies when you don't pay them, or when you pay them late, or when you reach astronomical heights. You know, you learn all these things that you never knew were possible. Hear about this new browser, that's being pushed by Netscape. They yesterday introduced a separate version of the popular Navigator browser, a version that features push technology. Do you know what push technology is?
Push technology?
Push technology. Sends online information straight to users' desktops, saving them from having to search for what they need. I don't quite understand.
I don't know what they mean by that.
It taps directly into the user's brain, apparently, and they don't have to actually hit any buttons.
Hmm.
The program had previously only been available as part of Netscape's Communicator Suite. When did they start calling programs suites?
Suites,
you know? I can never understand. That's the most misused word I can think of. You know, you have like a mail drop with like a little like tiny metallic box, and that's a suite.
Suite, yeah.
You know? I always thought a suite was like, you know, this posh, you know, series of rooms that all these people hung out and sipped champagne in and, you know, did all
and
these
things. Got their mail.
Rich things. And then mail was delivered once a day. But no, now a suite is a little tiny box, and it's also a program. A bundle of programs enabling employees of large companies to work together over a computer network. Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah.
Netscape is the leading maker of software for moving about the Internet. That's Newsday's description of what Netscape is.
Highly technical.
The leading maker of software for moving about the Internet. Yeah, that's great. That's Newsday. Yeah. But Microsoft Corp has been making inroads recently by including its rival program, Internet Explorer, with other software for no extra charge. A year ago, Netscape claimed 85% of the market. Its current share is now only 70%. Netscape also made an aggressive bid for the home and smaller business markets, announcing partnerships with major computer manufacturers and Internet service providers. Several companies, including IBM and Hewlett-Packard, will make Navigator 4.0 available to their software customers. In addition, Pacific Bell, Sprint, Earthlink, Deutsche Telekom, and other major Internet service providers agreed to distribute the Netscape software. Netscape said it would charge $39 for the latest Navigator, but would not charge business and education customers to use it at home. Is that nice?
Oh, yeah. Especially when you can get it for free on the net.
Well, yeah, I think that they're not going to do that. That's the point. Okay, something interesting in today's Times. On page A9, I think it was. Let me open this up here. There's a big advertisement from AT&T.
What do they have to say?
They're actually responding to the 10321 people. Okay. You know the 10321s?
The 10321 people.
They're the ones that say that they can save overall against AT&T's rates.
Right.
And AT&T actually responded to those upstarts, which makes me think that there must be something to it. Otherwise, they wouldn't respond to them. Now, a lot of these 10XXX companies, they have these rates that there's always something hidden in, you know. There's always something that you don't see, like, you know, a $4 a month access charge. You just dial 10XXX and there's like an extra charge, or there's a minimum, right? Like a 5-minute minimum when you're on the phone. So every call is at least, you know, a dollar or something. So 10321, I imagine, doesn't have those restrictions. Does it say anything about them there? As far as
nope, it doesn't say anything. All it says is that they're comparing AT&T's one-rate international plan.
Uh-huh. And I believe there's a charge for that. Is there a little asterisk next to that?
Yeah, and it says a $3 monthly fee applies.
Yeah, which is not the case for 10321. So they've already sort of gotten themselves a higher rate there just by saying that. You know, it's kind of troubling.
The math isn't so simple.
No, it's not. And I think they're just hoping that you will be. A couple of things I brought with me, too. We've got to take some phone calls, 212-279-3400. Did you hear about this? There's these companies out there that actually call themselves things like KTNT. Letter K, letter T, letter N, letter T. Say it.
K-T-N-T.
No, say the letters.
Oh, KTNT.
Sounded like you said AT&T, didn't it? That somebody on the phone, they'll think you're saying AT&T.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this company is based in Texas. And Kendale, Texas. And they also have registered companies known as I Don't Care, Anybody, and It Doesn't Matter. That's when they ask you what long-distance company you want to use, and you say, I don't care. You wind up with them. Is that crazy or what? So that's, look this over. That's what's going on in the world of long-distance. A bunch of sleazebags operating out there.
Don't let anybody be your telco.
Exactly. Also, this little postcard came to me from Sprint. Now, this is something that is important because I think we may have guided people astray through no fault of ours. You know, no fault of ours. We were trying to get people nice, cheap rates for making phone calls. And you got to keep up with these things because they're always changing. Now, we recommended Sprint. And their phone card, you know, they got a 1-800 phone card, and it's 25 cents a minute, no surcharge from any place. You know, that's a good deal. Compare it to AT&T, right? AT&T charges what? There's a buck surcharge every time you make a phone call or something?
A buck?
I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot, I think.
Yeah.
It's more than, a few pennies. So anyway, Sprint... 25 cents a minute, no surcharge from a payphone. That's a good deal. You'd use that, wouldn't you?
I guess.
Yeah. Well, guess what? They changed. They sent me this little postcard saying, at Sprint, we are committed. As soon as they say something like that, you know it's like bad news. We are committed to keeping you completely informed about your account. That's why we want you to know that as of August 1st, 1997, I got this last week.
Yeah.
Your Sprint Sense phone card rates are changing to 30 cents per minute. Well... 5 cents more a minute. That's a pretty hefty charge, I think. And there'll be a 30-cent per call surcharge.
Unbelievable.
Now, think of what must have happened to this company to have to do such a radical price reconstructing. You know, they must have really lost their shirts here by offering 25 cents a minute, no surcharge. Now they have to suddenly scramble, raise the rates, you know, by like 20%, and charge 30 cents per call on top of that. I mean... I think we should be sending these people money just to help get them out of whatever financial state they're in. It's obviously a real severe thing for them to do this. Yeah. I'd hate to think that they were just trying to get all these people to use their company and then quietly charge them a 30-cent surcharge and send them a little tiny postcard saying, by the way, we're going to do exactly what we said we didn't do before, because that was the whole point of this service. They advertised it, no surcharge, you know? It was like, that was the selling point.
You'll never trust Candace Bergen again.
Well, she's got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah,
I'll say that. So, we still are searching for, you know, cheap ways of making phone calls from payphones. Certainly not putting
coins that are legal.
That are legal, yes. And there aren't that many left. You know, there's a couple. There's a few. But, Rebel, do you have something?
Yes.
What do you
Frontier,
have?
Frontier Communications, they have a 950X. If they charge, I think, 10 cents...
Yes, but Rebel, they charge it to somebody else. That's
no,
the problem.
No. They have 950.
Frontier has got to be the sleaziest company I think I've ever come across. Yeah. You know why? I mean, I've been talking to these people, and they basically charge all these calls to other people, and they basically don't do anything to get them taken off. They tell people to fax their bills to an always busy number, you know. And I talked to New York Telephone toll investigations people about this, and they said Frontier has got a really, really bad reputation. Don't expect them to be around much longer. So is there anything you want to say about Frontier now?
I guess not.
Okay, so much for that. There are other companies, though. There is a company I've heard of. I'll find out who they are specifically that charges 18 cents a minute. They've got an 800 number. The thing I don't like about a lot of these companies, they ask for your Social Security number. You don't have to give it to them. You can give them any number you want. It doesn't have to be your number. There's no crime against doing that. Okay, that's all we have here. 212-279-3400 is our phone number. Let's go to the first line. The first line will cooperate. Okay, good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing? Let me get the radio off.
Okay.
I hear you talking about all the problems with OmniPoint.
Yeah.
I've had the Bell Atlantic Sony Digital CDMA for about 2.5 months now.
Okay.
And it's almost flawless.
Really?
Except for a little echo on the talk side. You never hear anything but perfect connections on the receive side.
Did you say Sony? Well, Bell Atlantic is offering it, right?
Yeah, it's Sony Qualcomm.
Okay.
It's the dual mode CDMA type of digital, whatever it is.
How often do you go to analog as opposed to digital?
Almost never in the city. And then when you go to analog, like, you know, in Westchester, it's analog is analog.
Right.
It sounds crappy.
Yeah, yeah.
But the digital, I mean, I call forward from my office to the phone and conduct business, and then people hear me honking my horn, and they're like, what's that? Is there a car in your office? And it's like, it's really amazing.
What kind of prices?
The phone's $199 and $150 if you trade in an old phone, piece of junk.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you can hand them a empty film canister, plastic
thing.
As
far as rates?
Oh, $35 a month is 60 minutes. And, of course, you get incoming minute free, voicemail.
I mean, of course you get incoming. We're not used to that here. What do you
Oh,
get?
Really? Oh, you get first minute incoming free?
We don't get that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well,
and you get
nice.
You get caller ID.
Uh-huh.
And you get 100 number memory. And if you program it alphanumeric and the person calls in, it almost is like you have the name and number caller ID because the name will pop up.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that.
We have that,
yeah.
Digital voicemail, you know, like if you don't answer the phone, it kicks to your voicemail, and then it has a little indicator on the screen, the alpha screen, telling you you have voicemail waiting.
Now, how expensive are actual phone calls? Local.
I have the 60-minute plan, and then, so I get 60, and the weekend's free, that 5 cents a minute, $5 a month thing. And then it, I think I'm 59 cents a minute. My boss has the... It's $95 a month for her 400 minutes, and it's 39 cents a minute. And I think it goes up to $350 for 1,000 minutes, and then it's like 31 cents a minute.
Now, is that price per minute, is that peak or off-peak or both?
There's no off-peak.
Oh, really?
That's your per minute. But the beautiful thing is I use it a lot on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
And if you call another Bell Atlantic person, it's free.
It's
if
free, totally.
It, totally free, zero. It's 5 cents a minute landline charge, which is a bunk. It's not really free.
OmniPoint is 25 cents a minute, even if you call another OmniPoint phone.
And I hear the quality and the connection is not that great, at least from what you're saying.
Well, I haven't had great experience with it. I mean, it's, you know, when it works, it works. But when it doesn't work, you know, you sound like Darth Vader, or just drop out completely, or there's no service.
They said, well, the really cool thing is once you connect, it's sort of like a Nextel-like connection sequence.
Uh-huh.
You get the time and date alpha on the screen. And that means you're connected to two digital sites. So you're always in touch with two sites. And I almost never have dropped calls. I've talked from Atlantic City to almost Boston.
Uh-huh.
I've talked for hours at a time and never had a dropped call.
You mean even on a single call from Atlantic City to Boston?
Almost.
Boy, that must have been a serious call.
Yeah, but once you leave, let's see, the range is from Bangor, Maine to like South Carolina to Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
That's like the home range. The free range is New York and all of New Jersey, except for a couple of cities down south.
Well, what about the coverage area, though? I mean,
area is Maine to South Carolina to Pittsburgh.
Well, you can't go out on Long Island.
Yeah.
You?
Oh, really? Yeah. I've been to Montauk.
And your phone works?
Yeah. It goes to analog in a lot of areas.
Okay. But it goes to analog then.
Yeah.
That's probably what happens. See, OmniPoint doesn't do that. It just goes out completely. Unless,
right.
Unless you're near a whiz.
Yeah, right.
Then it works.
But the other thing is incoming calls on the weekend are totally free also.
Really?
So you call someone, and then they call you back. And, you know, if they're in the city, it's a local call. You get a 917 cell number.
Now, you see, if OmniPoint was offering things like that, I'd be a lot happier with them, and I wouldn't be complaining all this. You know. But when you get, like, these huge bills, and they don't give you the first minute free, they don't give you free contact between two OmniPoint phones, and they don't give you free weekends or anything like that, you know, you have to wonder. GSM's supposed to be the cheapest technology. It's supposed to be a lot cheaper than cellular, and so far it just has not been.
Everybody that sees this phone wants it, which isn't bad because I get a $25 credit on my call.
What kind of phone is it?
It's made by Sony Qualcomm, which is made in San Diego.
Yeah.
And it looks like that little, you know, the Panasonic 900 megahertz, little tiny one, about the size of a Snickers bar? It's a little bit bigger than that.
Uh-huh.
And the best is lithium-ion battery, 40-hour standby, 5-hour digital talk.
Really?
20 standby analog, 2 hours digital. I mean, 2 hours analog talk in a little 9-volt battery size lithium ion.
Uh-huh. Well, that's, you know, that's dependent on your phone, obviously.
Well, there's only one right now.
There's only one phone that works.
Sony Qualcomm. It's only one that's the dual mode.
Uh-huh.
CDMA or CMDA technology.
Right.
Which is also, I hear, very much like Nextel, which everybody is talking on the same frequency, and there's a little packet identifier that sorts you out.
Uh-huh.
So there's no, like, discrete frequencies, and it frequency hops, so you can't snag it. Sorry to some of you people out there.
Right. You know what happens to me, like, several times it's happened, maybe about a dozen times in the month and a half I've had an OmniPoint phone. I call somebody, and I hear about 5 or 10 seconds of a conversation before it connects. Now,
someone else's.
Someone else's conversation. They can't hear me, but I hear them.
You've
never had that happen?
Never.
I've had that happen on Nextel, but I've never had that happen on this.
It's pretty freaky, I'll say that. I'd like to know if other people have had that happen. Almost invariably, I think, you know, as far as I'm concerned, there's never been a case where they've been able to hear me, but I've been able to hear them pretty clearly for about 10 minutes. There was that time when someone picked up the voicemail greeting, you know, and said, hi there. And some,
didn't you get some woman answering?
Yeah, some yeah, woman answering in a really sexy voice, and then it said, please enter your password in the non-sexy voice. And, you know, I called about 100 times after that to find it again, but but it was not there, and it was something really weird with the connection.
Yeah, but I hear you lamenting the OmniPoint, and I know you like the stuff, and I know you talk a lot.
The technology is really a lot of fun to play with. I mean, you know, I can spend hours.
Oh, and you can access directly into the NAM and all those other really things that I'm not really too up on, but you can punch in anything you want, EIN. You can just access it.
Yeah. Yeah,
which
that's
I'm sure will, you know, make some people happy, but I just, you know, I just want to use it.
Right.
And it sounds good, so I don't know, give it a shot.
Well, I think maybe I'll try some other technologies and compare them.
Yeah, and the phone's pretty cool looking, too, so that helps.
Yeah.
It always helps the cool factor.
All right, thanks for calling.
Sure, good luck.
Yeah, it's amazing. You'll be walking around with like a million different types of phones and different technology and things like that. And you'll need like some pretty heavy-duty finances to pay for all these different kinds of phones. Yeah, this is that's the actual size of the phone?
No, it's...
It says actual size actual size closed. 2.25 inches by 4 inches. Okay, yeah, that would be a little ridiculous.
You could see it if you go to Qualcomm's website.
Uh-huh.
There's actually two models of the phone. There's a PCS model that uses a CDMA in 1900 megahertz band. Sorry, and there's another model that uses CDMA in the traditional cellular band.
Uh-huh.
Around 800 megahertz.
And Qualcomm is spelled Qualcomm.
Right.
So check out their website.
I don't know, though, but if I had a choice, I would rather my call got dropped flat out than have it drop down to analog.
I don't know. I mean, when you're on a cellular phone, I think you can sort of say, okay, it's not the same as a landline, you know, and just put that in your head and say, okay, I'm not going to discuss anything on a cell phone that's that sensitive. Then again, landlines are not that secure either. You shouldn't really talk about anything on a phone that's that sensitive because any phone can be intercepted easily.
Yeah, but it's not only that. It's like, okay, here's the choice. If you knew that you were talking on a fairly secure connection, a fairly secure channel to someone, and then at some point in time you had a choice, you could either have that call dropped completely or you could have it dropped down to analog and, you know, subject to being cloned or eavesdropped.
Okay, does it tell you when it's dropping down to analog?
I mean, if you happen to look at the display on the phone, you could probably see.
Well, it probably beeps or something. And at that point, you have the choice of dropping the call or not dropping the call.
You could be already cloned by that time.
Oh, come on. That's, you know.
It only takes a second to clone somebody.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, when you're talking to somebody and you just, like, lose the call, that's pretty damn annoying.
It is.
You have to reconnect again and pay again, and then they charge you for two phone calls.
But I'd be twice as aggravated. Maybe 9 times as aggravated if I got a phone bill and then found out that I was cloned.
Well, yeah, except you're not liable for the calls that are made on a cloned phone.
No, but it's
kind of fun, too, to see how the clone thing works.
That's the aggravation. I'd have to go through to you know, to have the phone deactivated, have to get a new number. That's a lot of aggravation.
Oh, yeah, I know. I went through that with OmniPoint. I got 5 numbers in one day.
Well, that's a whole other story.
That was a lot of fun. Okay, let's go on to the next call, 212-279-3400. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Speak up, please.
Yes. Good evening, Emmanuel. Good evening, Fiber. I was just curious. I turned in a little late. Any word on how Pam is doing?
She's doing much better.
She's doing much better. Good. Yes. I hope everything works out for the best for her.
Yes.
And, great convention, great conference, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Fantastic job. I know you really don't want to look forward to playing the next one, but... you guys could kick it off anytime soon, start advertising, because you did a fantastic, fantastic job.
Well, thanks.
It's good
to know people had fun.
Take care, and good luck with the OmniPoint. And Rebel, I'll be in contact with you. It's Pyro. Take care.
Okay. He immediately developed a look of concern and panic and heading for the door. All right. 212-279-3400. Good evening. You're on the air.
All right. How long?
How you doing?
How long about? Because I'm on a cell, too.
How long about what?
To wait.
Huh?
To wait online.
How long to wait online?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is kind of a cryptic thing. Okay, how long to wait? What do you think, Farger? How long to wait online?
My name is Robert Davis. I'm a cellular dealer. Yep. I don't want to mention where I'm from because I am an agent for AT&T, and I can't... I'm talking to you on one of their phones,
uh-huh.
And it's one of those dual modes as well.
Uh-huh.
And it's the worst because they force us to push digital over analog when analog has a better signal in most cases.
Yeah, because the signal is easier to receive in those places.
And
correct.
And it's more prevalent.
Right.
In addition, the system is allowed to, for example, let's say you have one person out there in the street with a cell phone. If they had digital phones, the system can handle three for every one analog. So that's why they're making more money as well, and that's why they're pushing this digital when it's not necessarily fully developed or fully deployed or doesn't work correctly. The paging feature that they say is so great, you're lucky if you get one page.
Really?
You are so lucky.
Really? It's that bad?
Yeah, and there's another system out there called Nextel, which nobody had brought up yet.
Uh-huh.
Nextel is an SMR type of a system, but they have a cellular system which is not nationwide yet, but it's in major cities. Like, it's in Florida, it's in New York, it's in California, and it's in a lot of other areas. But that is a private network at this point. It's not even a public system, I don't believe. But they are starting to sell cellular time on it, and it is clearer than, I would say, it's as clear as a wireline. And that is amazing, because the pricing on that is probably parallel to cellular, but the quality is far surpassed.
And which company is that again?
Nextel.
That's Nextel. Now,
what's the coverage in Nextel?
Yeah, what's the coverage?
Well, the coverage on the Nextel system is, you have Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Long Island. You go up into the Poconos, parts of Westchester, and you go down up into about a little further past Atlantic City. It is expanding. They are going into Philly. They do have Florida coverage. It's basically wherever all the people are is where the coverage right now. And their coverage is expanding, and each city will overlap each other eventually where the nation will be covered. It's not fully deployed, which is why it's not mass marketed. But they're using it primarily for, let's say, a business that has two or three people that are constantly on the move, and they're always talking to each other. You pay 12 cents per minute of inter-office time, and it's built in 6-second increments, which is phenomenal. So if you're in your office and you have a secretary and you have your partner and you all have these phones, you can click and talk to each other without dialing a number instantly, like a walkie-talkie, instantly. And it's costing you, if you say, okay, Jim, call Jim at 555-1212, it costs you fractions of a penny to tell that message instantly with 100% digital. And regardless of whether you're in Florida or in New York or in California, for that matter, it's the same cost. You don't pay additional roaming fees, and it's still an instantaneous message.
Does it come out of a speaker, or does the phone
ring?
You
have a choice of whether the phone will ring, or you can talk like a walkie-talkie. But the benefit is you have cellular built into the same piece of equipment.
You're saying you could have a walkie-talkie that goes between Florida and New York?
Correct. And it's less than, it's 12 cents a minute, built 6 seconds of time a pop.
And there's no initial minute charge?
No. Each phone comes pre-canned with 250 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And let's say you got two phones, like two people have it on one bill. That gives you 500 minutes up front for $40.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter who uses the minutes first. One can use 400, the other can use 100, and it's still the same pricing.
Uh-huh.
So they do a lot of different things. They're doing it very differently.
Did you say you work for AT&T?
No, we're an independent agent. We've been in the cellular and paging business for about 9 years now.
So are you pushing Nextel on people?
Nextel's prices aren't as competitive as everybody else, where they're offering $9.99 for 15 minutes, you know, and all those crazy deals.
Right.
They're not looking for that market. They're geared up for someone that wants to be able to talk. Is going to be, you know, a business person primarily within the area that their coverage is, and they want a very, very clear signal where they're not going to lose calls and the such. I have another business where I'm on the cellular phone constantly, and I can redial and recall people 2, 3, 4 times, especially on Staten Island, which is where I'm from. The coverage is horrible. You cannot drive more than, like, 3 miles without losing your call. And AT&T does not credit you for your dropped calls unless you call and request.
Right.
So we tell our customers every month when you get your AT&T bill, you give them a call and say you want automatic drop call credit. And every month people are getting $9, $10, $15, $30 credits.
Uh-huh.
Just for making a phone call and waiting on hold for 10 minutes.
Uh-huh. How does that work? They say they want
automatic drop call credit.
And what does that come out to? Is this a percentage?
The computer will look at what numbers you redialed within a certain amount of time.
Okay.
And it will come out to it'll come out to whatever the amount of the secondary, third calls were, whatever. Because if you drop a call three or four times, it will just continue to give you credit for that until it's completed. I don't know the specifics of it, but I know I spend about $300 a month on my cellular bill, and I end up getting about $30, $35 back.
So it's about 10%.
Yeah. I mean, and that's how bad the cellular network is. When it switches from analog to digital, and whenever you're in an analog signal, I mean, granted, you're not getting your voice privacy, but sometimes the call is actually better than digital.
That's why
digital is more of a corporate thing, and they want to push it because they're making more money off it.
Right.
And they can have a higher system capacity. Right now, you're hearing me fine. I'm on Route 9 in Jersey, where there are transmitters everywhere, and the land is pretty flat. In Manhattan, their digital signal's pretty good as well. But when you go into the outer boroughs like Staten Island and Brooklyn and Queens, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
A lot of different services here that are being described.
Nextel. I read about Nextel a while ago, and the company was in trouble. And I don't know if I think they found some large investor to bring them up out of the ashes. But what he was saying about Nextel being a good service as far as if you're going to stay in one place. And you're going to call people on other business in other offices, and you're making business calls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that might be all well and good, but I would just pick up the phone and call them.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people forget about that. Yeah, I was using my OmniPoint phone today. I was at the Smith Haven Mall.
Yeah,
and it was cool that was the one part in Suffolk County where it actually works. I wanted to, use the thing.
Right.
And you know what was I doing? I was using the phone next to a payphone. I could have used the payphone; it would have been, a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
Yet I just thought it was so cool to use the OmniPoint phone from out there.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why I bought a mobile phone is to be mobile while I use the phone, not to sit down in a chair and talk to somebody in another office.
Well, of course, when people call you on that phone, what are you supposed to do?
Keep walking.
Well, no, but what if you're sitting in the chair already and they call you? That's
well, then you got to get up.
Well, no, but the point is, it's not always mobile by choice. If they call you as if it's your home phone, then you got a problem.
Yeah.
Because people call you just to chat on these things, and they forget that you have to pay. They might not be paying anything to call you, but you have to pay to talk to them.
Well, I usually tell people, call me back on my other phone or on my land phone.
Yeah, I forwarded one of my lines to my OmniPoint phone.
Right.
Because I was going to be away from where I usually am for a while, so I decided to forward the line and take those calls, too. Wouldn't you know, the very first call I get comes from Newsday wanting me to subscribe.
Unbelievable.
The very first call. I have to pay for that. I have to pay to hear Newsday give me a pitch as to why I should subscribe to them. Let me tell you, I pitched them something. And they I think they received that message loud and clear. But, a couple of interesting things as far as that goes. You get caller ID, right?
Right.
But you also get, and this is really kind of weird, you get, when you forward a call from another number, it says forward before it gives you the number. It knows that the call is being forwarded from another number.
Right.
And I guess that's a bit of information that's sent in the caller ID spurt.
Yeah, it's the calling line progress.
Uh-huh.
You actually, and you also get it on outgoing calls, too, in a lot of cases. Not always, but depending on the particular mobile switch that your call is going through, some of them actually give calling line status. Like if I call you...
Yeah.
And the call's being forwarded, it'll tell me. Or if I call you and the call's being forwarded, then it's going to let me know on the screen. It'll say forwarding activated. There's neat little features like that. The other thing is that a lot of these companies people are mentioning is that none of these other services like AT&T or Sprint PCS, none of them have any notion of a SIM card.
Mm-hmm.
CDMA doesn't use anything resembling a SIM card. Your phone is just as open to cloning. It's obviously it's a bit more difficult to clone a CDMA phone than it is to clone a regular analog or DM.
Well, what I discovered at the conference, it's pretty damn easy to pull out someone's SIM card when they're not looking and replace it with yours.
Well, yeah, but it's it's easy to pick somebody's pocket too.
Well, that's true. Except it's just people don't expect you to do that.
Well, everybody's SIM card should be protected with a PIN.
That's true. Most of them aren't.
Well, then that's their problem.
Yeah.
Then the security's on you. But as far as cloning, the most difficult phone to clone or eavesdrop as of yet is a GSM phone.
Mm-hmm.
And until it's otherwise, I'm going to continue to recommend GSM. as people's number one choice.
You said most difficult to clone. Does that mean it's possible to clone?
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, okay, there was an article recently in Germany about what apparently seems to be an inside job that may or may not have happened, since the people who claimed to do it could not verify what they did. But they claim that using insider information, somebody that they knew who worked for one of the particular GSM companies in Germany, provided them with secret key information that they used to program their own SIMs and, in essence, clone service, which in theory is possible. But, then again, you're talking about you had insider knowledge of what somebody's secret keys are.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case and you have the proper equipment, then yes, it's possible to do that. But as far as cloning over the airwaves like you can with analog cellular, you can't do anything even resembling that with GSM unless, there would have to be some as-yet-to-be-discovered flaw in the way the GSM protocols work, which so far has not happened. So that's why I say it remains to be the most secure relative to the others, relative to the other protocols.
The most secure until it's not.
Exactly, but that's all anything is.
Right, exactly. Another interesting thing, we're going to have to close on this, has to do with the passing of caller ID. Initially, we reported that it was ANI that was being passed along. In actuality, what seems to be happening now is that the OmniPoint switch simply chooses to ignore any privacy features that are sent. In other words, if you star 67 before you call someone with an OmniPoint phone, the OmniPoint switch will see your star 67, but will simply say, I'm going to ignore that.
And specifically the connection to the voicemail system.
Right. After you connect to the voicemail as opposed to the person actually answering the phone.
Yeah, the mobile switch does acknowledge the privacy flag.
Right.
The voicemail system does not.
Now, here's what's interesting. If you, you could say, okay, I know what all the OmniPoint exchanges are. I know what the OmniPoint, 917XXX, those are OmniPoint. But if you take any phone number, any place, and you forward to an OmniPoint switch from there, your number will be passed along regardless of whether or not you protect it. And you won't know you're sending to an OmniPoint switch because you're calling a regular phone number, which, unbeknownst to you, is forwarding to an OmniPoint number. So
that's handy.
It's handy for people that are trying to trap people, with their phone numbers. But it's not using ANI. It's using caller ID. And that also, it tells us something about the way caller ID is passed. You might, some people thought that star 67, the number is not sent. The number's sent. That's still sent no matter what.
We've been saying that from the beginning.
Right.
The number's always
sent. Proof. This is actual proof.
Yeah.
That, you can always get someone's number. Is there any way to not do that?
No.
Well, there are.
Be honest with you.
You can leave messages for people without your number showing up if you call the mail number, which would be XXXMAIL, in the exchange of OmniPoint.
If you call out from your voicemail system, it'll show up as an out of area.
Right.
It won't show a number.
But as far as calling in, I guess, if you have operator assistance, maybe. But
operator assistance would be good. Calling through 950, calling through one of your calling card numbers.
Right.
That would be safe as well.
It's dangerous. I mean, a lot of people are going to get caught up in this. People are going to get conned into calling numbers, and their phone numbers are going to show up despite what they do to protect them. So,
as I said when we first discovered this, I consider it a feature.
Uh-huh. You consider it a feature, but, someone in, a battered wife shelter might not. When they accidentally call a number thinking that they're not sending it, and it winds up in the wrong hands.
Okay, then abusive husbands should not be allowed to buy OmniPoint phones.
Okay, there you go.
Simple.
That's the solution for this week. All right, we'll be back again next week offering more enlightenment in the age of new technology. Until then, this is Emmanuel Goldstein for Fiber Optic and Off the Hook. Have a good night. No!
David Rothenberg. Over the years, I've met some fascinating actors and writers, but Scott Anthony...